It's Lionel Messi's birthday, so we have some Lionel Messi news. Fabrizio Romano joins Qué Golazo to discuss the latest as Barcelona and Messi are getting closer and closer for a Barcelona extension. We have this and much more. Fabrizio Romano, Lionel Messi, Qué Golazo begins right now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Qué Golazo on this, I guess you can call it an emergency episode, a special episode here with Fabrizio Romano. Fab, how are you, my friend?
Hello, my friend. I'm fine, thank you. Always ready and always buzzing to share some news with you.
Absolutely, always ready. I know you are because it's a Thursday, but we have some news. It's Lionel Messi's birthday. Feliz cumpleaños, Lionel Messi. And isn't this convenient? Messi's birthday, we have Messi news. Fab, talk to me. What is the latest with Lionel Messi and Barcelona?
Yes, we have a lot of rumors around Leo Messi and his contract. And so we can say that the feeling around Leo Messi and around Barcelona too is that Leo will extend his contract with Barcelona for the next 2 years, so until 2023. The agreement is almost ready. It's not official or announced yet, just because they need to fix some clauses. The contract of Leo Messi, the new contract of Leo Messi with Barcelona, will be special with a big structure. So they are working on every clause with the lawyers and with part of the Messi team working on it, with his father and his brother together with Leo now in Argentina for his birthday, and also to prepare the big announcement with Barcelona. But it's not going to be announced in these hours. They need to wait a bit because of some clauses, and then everything will be announced in the coming days. They are going to plan about it. It's not scheduled yet, but it's almost ready because Leo Messi wants to stay. Barcelona wants to keep him, of course, but the president Laporta, since he arrived, since he's been elected, he always said he was confident, and he was right because his feeling around Leo Messi was that he was prepared to extend the contract. And so now it's just a matter of days, and then Leo will be extending his contract with Barcelona. So here we go, is really close.
Here we go. Here we almost go, I guess. but it's definitely worth an episode because obviously it's Lionel Messi, arguably the biggest star on the planet, and staying with Barcelona is a major component because of the summer, right, Fab? I mean, this is a domino effect. If Messi stays with Barcelona, then other clubs can focus on other places as well. You mentioned Joan Laporta's arrival, you know, his voting to return as president, obviously was a key thing. I'm imagining since that moment, Lionel Messi's father and his representatives started the ball rolling to see what was going to happen.
Yes. Having Juan Laporta in the club was key to reopen negotiation with Leo, to convince Leo to stay, because it was not so easy. You know, you remember what happened last summer. He was really one step away from leaving Barcelona. Then he decided to stay because he was forced to stay because of his contract. And now with Laporta is different. Also the feeling around the club. Of course, the financial situation of Barcelona is not easy. So by economical point of view, the situation is still critical, I would say. They are working to improve the situation also with the salary budget, but of course they are going to build something to win. Leo wants to win. It's not just about the money, it's not about the salary, it's about winning. Are the last years of his fantastic career, legendary career, and he wants to win again. He wants to win the Champions League, he wants to win La Liga. So Laporta is working on this side. They signed Eric Garcia, and in particular Sergio Aguero, who is the biggest friend in football of Leo Messi. So that's why they were really confident. And also Aguero is pushing with Messi to ask him to stay and continue together this journey at Barcelona. And so the feeling is really positive, but Juan Laporta was the man to do it with Leo Messi.
Yeah, Sergio Aguero, you well said on that one, a big component, a very good friend of Messi, of course. You know, obviously Memphis Depay as well. You know, you could see that there's a project there. Now, I do wonder, though, very quickly on Barcelona's financial situation, because obviously reports, Joan Laporta speaking to La Vanguardia, saying that after extensive audits, Barcelona is more in debt than he realized. We're talking about 1.2 billion gross debt. So obviously, all these players that are coming in have to, first of all, be, you know, quote unquote, free transfer, right? They don't have to pay a fee because they're trying to get rid of some players. So how are they going to negotiate this? So to your point, Messi, he doesn't care about the money as much, I guess. But do we have any inclination of what the clauses are? I mean, I presume it's more about him saying, I'm not going to give you a 3-year contract. I'll give you a 1 year with a second year option, something like that.
Yes, it's a 2 years contract, but when I mention the clauses, it's about the salary, because sometimes, okay, to help about the salary, they are going to try some solution because of this financial situation to arrive to the big salary, also helping with some clauses, like if we win La Liga, if we win the Champions League, if you score this number of goals. So there are many clauses in this kind of contract. And when it will be signed, we will understand also about all details. But they are working on these clauses because it's important in this moment to be creative, you know, also with the contracts, because you can't pay directly big salaries to players as they did for many years. Now it's time to be creative, to find some new way to go with big salaries. And this is what Barcelona are doing. For sure, Messi will be something particular for Barcelona because, of course, he is the legend, he is the man. But Barcelona need to sell players this summer. They are working to get rid of some players they are not using. For example, Coutinho, but as many others. They are working to sell players because they need money.
Yeah, they really do need money and get rid of some players. But Lionel Messi staying, or at least that's nearly the case. It's just about figuring the final details. But from Fabrizio Romano, Lionel Messi's camp is happy, wants to stay. And Barcelona obviously want him to stay. They just have to figure out the final details. Anything else that we missed with this Lionel Messi news? Anything else that you're expecting? Do you expect this to be dealt after Copa America, maybe in the next week?
I think in the next days, I don't know if it will be after Copa America or during the Copa America, because Barcelona are buzzing. They want to announce as soon as possible. And yeah, they are talking with Messi's camp to do it as soon as possible. They wanted to do something for the birthday, as they said in Catalonia, but it was not scheduled just because of the timing and not because of the closes. But it's just a matter of days, I would say.
Okay. So just so long. Right. So the final question here, Fab. So obviously Memphis Depay coming in, Antoine Griezmann doing well at Euro 2020, Lionel Messi presumably getting ready to extend with Barcelona. Memphis Depay, are they looking at anybody else? Do they first have to get rid of some players? Because I'm looking at the back as well. I think they need some help at the back, don't you think?
Yes, I agree with you. I think they will go for a centre-back, 100%. They need a centre-back. So, as you said, they need to get rid of some players before, and then they will go for a centre-back. They need a midfielder because Wijnaldum was really one step away. It was a done deal. Then he decided to change his mind and join Paris Saint-Germain. But Barcelona are still looking for a midfielder, and they will go for a midfielder. But now, after the Messi saga, they need to go to sell players, and then immediately after they will go for a midfielder and for a centre-back. They will look also for some swap deals with other top clubs in Europe, as Laporta said, and this 100% confirmed, because now for the balance of the clubs, also because of this kind of players they are not using and other clubs are not using, they can find the right solutions. So Barcelona are working for a centre-back, midfielder, and creative ideas with swap deals. So I don't expect something big with attacking players because, as you say, they have Aguero, they have Depay, Messi staying, Pedri, Ansu Fati, Griezmann, Ousmane Dembélé, they have a lot of players, but they need something in midfield. So I expect an important midfielder to join Barcelona and a centre-back for sure.
Absolutely fantastic. Always from Fabrizio Romano. Final things, Jadon Sancho, latest?
Work in progress. It's not done yet, but all parties have always been confident, as we said many times, on Che Golazo. Now negotiations are going on. Manchester United are prepared to pay 85 million euro. Borussia wants 95. So they are working now on potential add-ons to a related agreement. But when we say add-ons, it's so general, but they are working on what kind of add-ons they have to include in this deal. You know, you have complicated add-ons like winning the Champions League, or easy ones with the caps of the player. So they are working on it, but it's getting closer. So it's not done yet. And they want 95 million euro, but the player wants Manchester United, and now seems just this add-ons point to be fixed.
Yeah, just Jadon Sancho wants Man United. That's all everybody needs to know, of course. All right, final thing. Lucien Favre, Crystal Palace?
Yes, it's almost done. It's just about the work permit to be considered in the next few days. They are really confident because after Bruno Lage having it for Wolverhampton, so now they're 100% convinced that he's joining. And that's why Lucien Favre is ready. 3 years contract for him at Crystal Palace. And so we just miss Tottenham and Everton, and then we will have all the jobs done in the Premier League.
Absolutely fantastic. All right. I know. Listen, I have you here. So anything else that we have missed? Is there anything else that's worthy of our time here with Fabrizio Romano, Fab?
This is a good question. We have many things. Maybe we can talk about Hakimi. I can tell you about the last one about Hakimi because he's really, really close to Paris Saint-Germain. Also, in this case, he's not 100% done yet, but they're working on it. I think in the next proposal from Paris Saint-Germain is coming. It's a matter of hours, days. Inter expected to arrive really soon. 70 million euro after spending 40 to sign Hakimi 1 year ago. Now it would be 70, and Inter are prepared to sell him. So it's just a matter of days, also because Hakimi wants to join Paris Saint-Germain and no other clubs. And Chelsea never made an official bid. They were just talking with his agent. So now Paris Saint-Germain are really close to sign Hakimi after Donnarumma, after Wijnaldum, and I feel it's just the start.
PSG building a team right here, as if we didn't think possible. Absolutely amazing. And we are so lucky to always have Fabrizio Romano with the latest. Fab, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you. Thank you as always, my friend. And we stay in touch and see you soon on Che Golazo and OCB Sports.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Fabrizio Romano for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Che Golazo Pod, and send us questions and comments as well on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. We're on YouTube as well, youtube.com/Che Golazo. We have plenty more to come on Che Golazo, including our round of 16 Euro 2020 preview and so much more. Have a great, great rest of your day.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.